Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But Chad, man, you are so awesome. We love having you on here. I could seriously talk to you forever about all of this stuff, but not even only that. You're just like you're a good KC guy. You know, you do. Are you still doing the post games for A10?
Yeah, Dave Borchardt, Ali Trost, and I still doing the final whistle every game. We're hoping to try and figure out some really cool, more multimedia stuff. We've been talking, you know, is that a live show that we do on video and that kind of, probably shouldn't let that cat out of the bag, but you know, we're talking about doing some cool stuff there. It just to kind of continue to enhance that. It's Dave and I did it for years with just the two of us and had a blast, and we added Allie last year.
We know about adding Allie and how she takes things up
sorry,
a notch.
Guys.
Oh yeah, makes everybody sound good.
Who?
We know about that.
Man, new phone, who dis? Allie is really kind of brought that show, I think, to a new level, because you know, it's not just, first off, hey, International Women's Day today. It's not just two dudes talking anymore, which is great. She played the game at a high level. She understands the game at a high level. She knows kind of, she knows it in a different way than Dave and I do. Like, I played it at a high level. I understand it at a high level. Dave has been around it for long enough. He understands it at a high level. But just having three different opinions has always been a really cool thing. And so, yeah, we love that show. We're talking about maybe doing a hot stove at some point in the next couple of weeks, which always gets me in trouble because I'm not supposed to, you know, say stuff.
You know, but too much.
Yeah, no. No, I'm excited. It's a fun show, and we're still going to keep doing that and continue to look expanding to it, because it's a cool thing.
We love having you on here. We'll probably try to steal you again at least once this season, see if you can come on and hang out with us. So.
Yeah, what we should do is do a big breakdown of how we're winning. I know Mike Kuhn put it out the other day, like who's how often do we win in each jersey? We need to figure out, like, oh, like that's probably my next deep dive, is like, well, guys, we can't ever wear this jersey again because we didn't win in it, kind of thing, you know, like go to
maybe not on that end, but the you can make a jersey iconic that wouldn't have been otherwise if you win in that jersey, and it becomes a thing like that. That can definitely help. You know,
well, the state line's a good example. That jersey is so funny, because we were talking about it today. If you remember, Thad, you may remember this specifically, when that jersey leaked, the state line jersey leaked, the replica leaked first.
Yeah.
And the replica on that jersey did not have that offset stripe. And I don't remember how we fell into that. Very early in that process, somebody said, I think I remember who it was, said, what if it had almost like a racing stripe, like a high-end Porsche, you know, where you've got that offset stripe. And we added it and it made that kit work. Like, it didn't work. We all knew it didn't work. And then we added that and it worked suddenly. And then the replica didn't have it. And we were all were just like, oh, that's not as good. And then the damn replica leaked. And we were just like, well, this is not,
of course it did.
This is not great. And then even that kit that like I adored from the very beginning and I'm super partial to, and like a lot of our fans love, a lot of people hated. They thought it was weird. They didn't get it, whatever. And then we won a trophy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it became an iconic kit because forever, when you see video or photo of Jimmy Nielsen lifting that trophy in his pink shirt, the guys standing around him are wearing that State Line kit, or they're in puffy coats because it was 4 degrees at that point. But
yes,
right. Yeah.
Like, but no, I mean, it matters because it matters. And that photo of Matt Beasler and Graham Zusi taking the trophy down to the cauldron, I think Zeus is in the State Line kit. Bees might be in a coat. One of them's in the kit, mm-hmm. though. And it, you know, it's like, it becomes iconic because you win it. And that's why I'll harp on storytelling, because the story may start one way and end another, but like, at least there's a story. And, you know, when we do go back to State Line in the future, at least we'll be able to talk about that story. Similarly to the way we're talking about Hoops 3.0 is not just a nod to 150 years of soccer history. It's a nod to our own history and our own traditions. And
yeah,
so those
you don't have to feel bad at all about coming back to a story. I think that's one thing that, you know, that makes the Sporting KC brand so strong, is that you guys do focus on things like that, that really put something behind all of this. And that makes it a little bit more special. So
can we talk about one more thing? And I know we are going, this is going to be the longest podcast of the year.
yeah.
As they always are.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Two-parter. Yeah. The one thing that I do think we didn't actually get into that much with this kit specifically, though, is obviously we've got kind of, as we talked about, we've got the four pillars of what we're going to be doing with the Force for Good campaign. But a portion of proceeds from this kit all year long are going to go to the Victory Project as we kind of tackle those four pillars, which is, you know, like,
yeah,
I said, it
so
was
awesome.
Important to us that we do something different and special this year. And so, you know, I mean, obviously it's going to help the Victory Project in their normal traditional, you know, helping children battling cancer and all of life's challenges, but specifically also, we're calling it Soccer for All Kids, and it's everything from disabilities, like we've always done with Special Olympics, which has always been really, really special for us, to kids who don't have the financial or other resources to get involved in our game. And there's some cool stuff coming down the pipe in the next couple of weeks that wasn't 100% baked yet to be announced, as a part of today's things, but like, that's a really important, I mean, as we're talking about giving back to our community, how do we continue to reach our community in different ways that we may not have? And then obviously we've got Sporting Community Kitchen, which I alluded to, we started last year. It's going to be back this year in a big way. And so we're like, those things are all kind of important. Like I just keep, from day one on this conversation about the Victory Project, it's been so cool to say, oh, we're going to be able to go and do more good with this than we would have with maybe a traditional sponsor in the times that we're living in right now. Sporting Wishes is the fourth that I didn't even mention, which is a really, really cool thing that we've been able to do with it's essentially second wishes for kids with terminal diagnoses. And we've had some really fun, obviously very sad moments, a very sad situation, but very fun, uplifting, happy moments for kids and families through it. And so those kinds of things are obviously so important to not just the Victory Project, but to supporting Kansas City. And so that's, you know, as we kind of talk about everything we're doing in 2021, like the Victory Project on the jersey every freaking game day is
so cool.
Yeah. And you know, we've got one of the coolest traditions in sports where the fans in the stadium chant the Victory Project honoree's name. And I will always contend that Iowa football stole it from us, but you know, where that's a different podcast. But
yeah,
but
I have seen that. I never knew. I didn't know if we took that from them. I didn't know who came first on that. But
yeah. I've heard a version of that story, which I do not know is true, but that it was some sporting fans who were students at the University of Iowa who took it back there.
Wow. We're going to go ahead and call that true.
Yeah. I mean, we'll claim it. But I've always think that that's such a cool tradition. And now it's like, in a weird way, I'm kind of like, what's the new tradition that comes out of, you know, Victory Project across the chest this year that's even different? And God knows, you know, what could happen there. But I just think it's a really cool thing that we're doing. And Cody, as you said, I'm a very, very proud Kansas City, and I consider myself a Kansas City evangelist. I love this city. There's a reason that I'm here when I could be a million other places in the world right now. And I choose to stay in my hometown. For a reason, because I think we've got a really great thing going as a city. I think we've got a really great thing going as a club. And I think that connection between our city and club, frankly, has a chance to be stronger than ever this year with everything that we're doing. So it's exciting. I'll shut up about it now. I'll stop filibustering about it. But I do think I from the moment this conversation came up about, hey, could we do something really cool and different with the Victory Project on the kit? It's been very exciting for a lot of us in the office. And that's honestly been the hardest part about this jersey and not wanting it to get out, is we didn't want people to know where we wanted to go with it, because we wanted to make sure that we really did it justice, you know, like mm-hmm. that story and what that means. So,
oh yeah, it's a home run with the Victory Project, you know, the similarity of the logo that they have, and of course, like the money that will go to helping the Victory Project, but even just the aesthetics of it, like it just looks good on there. It fits in nicely. And I think fans are going to obviously appreciate that way more than, like you said, some random construction company from KC.
Joe's Party Garage. Here's a really fun story for you guys from Friday night. You guys may have seen this on Twitter on Friday night. We started putting up like tweets or teasers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Those were cool.
And it was like, hey, go follow the Victory Project, retweet it, you know, and we'll send out a teaser. Obviously, kind of, if you look back now, as we talked last year, guys, we like to hide the little Easter eggs. That was kind of a bit of a nod to where we were going in the next couple of days. Somebody said, what if I donate to the Victory Project in addition to liking and following, right?
A couple people said that, yeah.
Well, so I'm an admin on the back end of the Victory Project website, which means I get every single donation email, which is kind of funny, because, you know, I've got a filter in my inbox so that they don't, like, you know, take it over sometimes. On Friday night between 5:50 p.m. when that tweet went back to us, and we kind of were like, hey, that's a great idea, thanks guys, and like 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, we raised more than $1,600 for the Victory Project.
Oh wow.
Dang.
And it just cool. and it totally happened like completely organically, because one fan said, hey guys, if I donate to it, will you give us, and we're just like, yeah, of course, you know, like we didn't, I don't know, that was just, that to me is really cool, and it says a lot about sporting fans in this community that we have, that
KC love, baby, KC love. Yeah.
Two states, one city, one club. It's a thing.
That's right. We seriously appreciate it so much. I want to have you back on here and talk about other things that are not just your job. I don't know. I assume at some point you may get tired of talking about what you have to talk about for work, but
we do have a really cool project coming out that I will not spoil, because it's another really fun thing that we've been working on for a long time now that Thad may have an inkling on. I think Thad definitely has an inkling on what I'm talking about here, but we're not going to spoil it.
Your secret's safe with us.
But there's another cool project that I think would be fun to talk to everybody about, you know, as we get a little bit closer to the season, or even after the season starts. I think COVID and everything that happened last year has been a really cool time for us as a club to look inward and say, holy crap, we've been sporting for 10 years now. We're not this like plucky upstart anymore. What does that mean? And as we kind of look back on that and say, what do we want to be going forward? It allowed us to ask some really cool questions. You know, I think when you guys go to the stadium this year, if people were there last year, you know, they saw we changed a lot, and we're continuing to change a lot. And it's not just, you know, it's time to continue growing the brand and growing what all of that means, both at the stadium and in our fan base. And so there's another couple of cool projects that we got coming this year that I'm really excited about. That might be fun to talk about as well.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. We will talk more about your work.
Other duties as assigned. That's my work. The last line in my contract.
The thing is, Chad likes talking about his work.
That's true.
I got a cool job, guys. I'm not gonna lie. I love my job because I get to do things like this, but also we get to go and tell a really cool story on a daily basis. I always tell people when we're talking about hiring, every person you're hiring always asks that question, you know, what do you love about your job? And it's like, I get to wake up every morning and tell a story to a city that I love about a brand that I love. And that's, you know, ultimately that's a pretty cool spot to be in. And I think most of the people in our office feel the same way. You know, Jake says it in the video from earlier tonight, we have a responsibility to this community. You know, that's our responsibility, is to continue to grow this together. And so, yeah, I'll talk about my job. I'll wax poetic about Kansas City and all that every day.
Well, yeah, we talk a lot of nonsense on this show. So I did want to have you on.
Oh, I listen. I know.
And movies and et cetera. So.
Yeah, we didn't get into any movie references this time. We can always get into.
Yeah,
those.
We didn't.
I was gonna try to work in a WandaVision reference at some point.
Oh man, I'm a fanboy for WandaVision, so I thought it was. No spoilers, but I loved the hell out of that show. It was great.
But it was kind of like all the speculation about things that could happen in that show is kind of like the whole Kit reveal. You know, people speculating about what's going to happen and then being disappointed because it didn't happen exactly the way they speculated.
Right, right. You know, well, you know, we'll work on the storytelling for the 2022 Kit, how we're going to bridge the X-Men universe to the current MCU. We'll work on that. God, that was the nerdiest reference I could have made right there.
You could probably not. The jersey is going to be all X's.
Oh, see, that's kind of an Argyle thing.
Yeah.
We can pull that.
It's kind of like an inverse Argyle.
Okay. Well, at least we got some nonsense in there at the end, but we'll be sure to have you back on again. Everyone go make sure to, if you're not following him already, at the Chad KC on
underscore
Twitter.
KC at the Chad underscore KC. Some underscore, other guy right. shakes his fist. I shake my fist at the sky. At some other
oh,
guy.
Yeah.
Got
I feel
my...
you there. I've always wanted it's Cody though. I had to land on that Cody though. But anyway, so yeah, catch him on the post game shows on 8:10. They do a good job over there. Nice recap of every game. And yeah, man, like I said, we'll have you back on to talk more nonsense. We'll talk Marvel Universe and all.
I'm in. I'm 100% in.
Cool. So. All right. Well, congrats on the release today. And thanks for coming, man.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. This was, as always, a blast. Sorry we took up 90 minutes of everybody's night, but.
I enjoyed every second of this. I think a lot of our fans will appreciate the in-depth talk on all of it as well. So yeah.
What's going to be really funny is I'm talking about 90 minutes right now, and then I'm going to think back on this later tonight and like message you guys and be like, cut all of it. We're going to release like a 15 minute version. So no, I don't think we said anything really dumb or, you know.
No, but that goes away. Back to last we year. We kind of did the much. Same thing.
Yeah. Did we give anything away last year? I can't remember.
No, but at the end of it, you said we were going to like keep talking and doing the 90-minute thing, so Cody couldn't cut something out, because you and I just kept talking about different references.
That's right. How that
and
one
Cody
ended,
couldn't
that's right.
end the show. So
that takes pride in derailing me at the very end. Whenever he can smell that I'm about to end the show, he likes
Which
to
actually,
derail it.
Which actually, you know, that reminds me. I got another question.
God Sean. Damn it.
I like it.
I've had a question this whole time, but I've held back.
Oh, no, Bob, so. Go. Let's know. You had a
no,
second question.
Hit it, Bob. Hit us
no, you
it.
Did. No, you had a second question. Let's hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
Come Are on, you Bob. Sure? All right. You mentioned
I'm
going to
work mine
times.
In still, too. So
you mentioned God a couple of times. It. You know too much, Mr. Reynolds. And you mentioned television a couple of times. Is there any news coming on better television access?
No, I mean, I think everything, honestly, I think what you guys know is what we know, honestly, on that. I know there's a lot of conversations behind the scenes. The new network, which I can't remember the name of right now. I'm going to, oh man, that's Bally's. Bad. Bally Sport. Yeah. Bally Sport. Right. No, I know. I was actually talking to our television producer today about some stuff. But no big changes. I don't think in the short term, unless the league and those guys work. I think all of those conversations are happening, high above MLS, MLB, everybody level. You
right.
Know, it's really big picture stuff. I did hear though, you know, the same things you guys are about the streaming networks and everything, that there will be a streaming service this year and then probably another one next year. So a newer, a different one. I don't know what that means. I don't understand all that back end stuff. I don't work in TV anymore. I did my 3 or 5 years or whatever of working on the TV broadcasts, and I can't follow it anymore. So.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yeah.
So since Cody's abandoned us now,
Well, that just means he can't end the podcast.
I didn't abandon. I'm here.
The Victory Project Kit the logo that mm-hmm. goes on the primary or the on both kits now. How does it look on the secondary? Or, you know, how does it look on the Swiss dots?
It looks good. We actually debated very, very much. We've got two versions of the Victory Project logo. We've got the linear mark, as you see on the primary kit, and we've got the stacked version, which is basically the Victory V, which is the shield and a V, and that V is in the same shield shape as the Sporting Crest and all that fun stuff. We've got that stacked above Victory Project, and it looks really good on the secondary kit as well. I don't think we're going to be rolling any photos of that tomorrow, although maybe we should. Maybe we should put something out there so people can see what the secondary is.
Maybe you should send one to us so we can present that.
Give TBT an exclusive. We're desperate. We need exclusives.
No, it's a good look. It is. That was something that when we went down this path, we wanted to make sure that the mark worked well. And obviously, you know, the hooped kit meant we had to go with a very kind of long linear mark to make everything fit into that space. But then we spent a lot of time debating and getting it right. And, you know, there's also like, we talk about league guidelines, you know, there's a max width and a max height and a max combo, you know, like space within all of that. So, so we spent a lot of time trying to get it right. And I think it looks really, really good on the Swiss dot kit. It's, as I look here, I know podcasting is a visual medium, so people are going to love us talking about what Robert Rissert is wearing, but it is in that silver metallic, just like the Ivy was last year on that kit. Cool. So it's a really good look.
And then will it roll down to SKC2 and also the Academy jerseys?
You know what's really funny? I genuinely don't know the answer to that question, and I got asked that yesterday or maybe Friday, and I kind of went blank. And thought I should ask that. I've been so focused. We've had so much going on with the shoots and everything for this, and some of these other projects that like I genuinely haven't asked that question, and I'm probably not doing my job by not asking that question. But that's a really good question. I don't recall the answer to it right now off the top of my head.
I didn't know if that complicated it, since they're different, slightly different kits.
Yep.
They and different manufacturer and. Yep. Etc. So I didn't know if that complicated some of that work also.
Well, so again, the Academy kids are all in Adi, and we can recreate this jersey in a variety of ways, whether it's through purchasing more of the first team kits, or going a bunch of different going through the back end on Adidas.
Cody's doing yoga now, I think.
I'm not sure what he's doing.
We've been on for a long time.
Been sitting here for too long. I had to do some stretching, sorry.
Yeah. And then SKC2 kits, I think, are going to get released in the coming weeks. I don't remember. We pushed that date back because of this. We didn't want anything to come out ahead of time. We wanted to make sure that, again, this story was the story that we told the first time. So I don't remember when the SKC2 kits come out, though.
All right. Well, I'm going to bed.
Just the fact that we go this long with you every time just shows like that we have a good time whenever you're on. So
and we need to have you on more often. We said that last time that we're going to have you on more often, and then something happened that kind of prevented half the year.
We're shy people here. We don't like to bother people, but yeah, man, we'll definitely have you back on. It's too good.
Chad was bugging me to come on. I mean, it was actually the other way around.
That is actually true. Thad had sent me a message a while back. We were talking about something else, and he was like, "Hey, you want to come on and do the kit thing?" And I, like, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, "Hey, are we going to do that kit thing this year?" So maybe, this one's on me. This is just feeding my own ego.
No, blame it on Thad is what we're gonna do. That's what we normally do around here.
This is all for my own ego.
I'm okay with that, but you know, it's just we're just continuing this and making Cody delay even more.
I know. Now we're just gonna keep talking, so Cody has to cut this up more.
No, it's I'm just gonna have to figure out how to turn it into like three podcasts, or it'll be like the longest one we've ever done.
Remember when we took a break 10 minutes in and we haven't taken one since?
Yeah, it was a break after, I think it was like almost 20 minutes. And I was like, all right, that seems about right. Like, oh, no, never mind.
Yeah, who's responsible for calling breaks? Cody, come on. Try to give me crap. Jeez.
Oh, yes. Okay, but we'll let you go here, Chad. I will definitely make sure to have you back on. And we'll talk about maybe even here soon, and we'll talk about what we can expect this season from your inside point of view. We'll try to pull some exclusives out of you again.
I will do my best to not give anything away while giving everything away. Hey, seriously, this is really silly. I know she's not going to listen to this, but can I actually thank and appreciate my wife for all the patience she has shown over the last couple of weeks as we rolled this stuff out and the ridiculous amount of hours that we put in trying to get all this.
Oh, and he's a good husband. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you
know,
better.
The whole package.
She makes me better than I am, so I'll take it. Like I gotta give credit where it's due. So no, thank you to my amazing wife.
Get her to subscribe and listen to the pod too.
Oh no, she gets plenty of sporting content. She's pretty much done with sporting, I think. She's like, okay.
Same with my wife. I go up and like talk. Oh yeah, we did this on the podcast. We talked about that. We did this, and I just got back from the thing with the NWSL team, and or the Comets, or Sporting KC2, and it's like she's like, yeah, okay, just shut up and let me go to the game.
Oh my, guys, the jersey has been hanging on a hook in my house for like the last, like the one replica or the one prototype we had has been hanging on a hook in my house for like 2 months now as we were doing random things with it. I'm like, now, babe, remember. You can't tell anybody. You can't show anybody. And she's just like, yeah, no, I know. Also, I'm not. No, who would I tell? Like, nobody. Yeah,
also, I don't care.
Yeah. And it's not that she doesn't care. It's just that she doesn't live as deep in the world as we do. And she's just like, yeah. I don't know. Just tell me when the games are and I'll go watch them and care about it that way.
Right. Like, so we need to go stalk your house about a month before the kit reveal next year.
Guys, it's been in the trunk of my car for 2 months. Yeah. If you just really want to. I guess probably rob my car next year. I won't tell you what I drive.
We have ways.
Cool.
All right. Well, now we are finally there at the end.
Wait, let's Chad. Talk about. No. I'm...
Oh, yeah. Chad, Falcon and the Winter Soldier's coming out, man.
Next week, right?
We'll do that. We need to have an overtime pod. That's what we should do. We should start an overtime podcast where we can actually talk about all of our nerdy things, because that is what all of us are.
Yeah, yep. I'm willing, man. Stop this one. Let it finish saving. Start.
No,
up another
I need to
one.
Go. I need to go eat dinner.
Yeah, good
my
idea.
House, my house smells
I'm
amazing.
I'm so hungry.
Clearly, my wife got tired. My lovely wife got tired of waiting on me, and so.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go make dinner all by myself and for myself because I'm all alone. But okay, yes, that's why
raise
I
your
was
hand.
Happy to talk to you guys for so long. Like that makes I feel it makes me feel like I have friends in real life. All right, Chad.
Good,
yeah,
guys.
Thank you again very much.
Thanks, Chad.
We'll talk soon. All right, man.
I really enjoyed it, guys. Thanks. See you.
Thanks, Chad. We'll see you.
See you guys.
That was fun.
Three on goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Some part of strong evolved on soft fight, but Partain's got me drinking. My foot Partain's got me drinking. My foot Partain's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My foot Partain's. Drinking. My foot Partain's got me drinking.